4:33, the shootings in Connecticut have also shined a new light on mental illness, and it's brought up a particular question. What happens when someone you love is dealing with mental illness and you fear he or she may be a potential danger? And how do you get them the needed help before something bad happens?
It's something former Washington Post reporter Pete Early knows about firsthand. His son suffers from a mental illness, and he chronicles the difficulties and frustrations encountered in the book titled Crazy, A Father's Search Through America's Mental Health Madness. Pete, thanks for joining us here on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
First, describe what kind of mental illness your son suffers from.
Well, he suffers from what's very common when it comes to mental illnesses, bipolar disorder, which is a mood disorder where you can go from feeling manic, feeling like you can do anything, to feeling depressed and wanting to kill yourself. That's opposed to a thought disorder, which is schizophrenia, where you may see or hear voices or people that don't exist. And those are the two major kinds of the mental illnesses that we usually see or describe, along with depression.
In this country, we've had a lot of conversation, of course, about health insurance and getting health coverage. But when it comes to mental health, how do you go about finding somebody? And is there insurance for it? How does it work?
Yes. I mean, insurance, we passed a law called Parity, which means that you have to treat people with mental illness the same as you'd treat anyone else who had a broken leg or that. But the problem is our resources, our mental health system is so fragmented and broken. And when a person gets in crisis, when they're having a break, trying to get them in the system is difficult. In Virginia, where I live, the Inspector General recently reported that 70 people who meet our state's dangerous criteria, people who needed immediate care, could not get it and were streeted, which means they went to emergency rooms and the hospitals basically said, good luck, goodbye, we won't admit you. And this is a national problem because we're closing down psychiatric beds, emergency beds, beds that can help people when they need that initial treatment. It's important to understand that most people with mental illness are not dangerous. Studies show that they are more likely to be victims. But a very small group of them are responsible for the Virginia Tech shooting, the shootings in Aurora and Tucson. We really don't know about what went on at Sandy Hook. And these are the people who were trying to figure out.
Pete, one of the things that you have written about is that you say it's often have to wait for a crime to occur before somebody can even get some help. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, it's because we want to protect people's civil rights, which is a good thing. But look at my son's case. He had his first break when he was in college, which is typical, in his 20s. He became psychotic. He was talking about suicide. He was talking and laughing at 1 minute, crying the next. I took him to the emergency room, and they said, look, your son doesn't want to take medication. He thinks pills are poison, and people are trying to poison him. We can't do anything until he becomes a danger to himself or others. So you take him home and bring him back when he tries to kill you or someone else. Now, I watched my son. He had tin foil at one point wrapped around his head because he thought the CIA was listening to him. I mean, I was crying. It was horrible to watch. And he slipped out of my house. He slipped out of a house. He broke into a neighbor's house. Luckily, no one was there to take a bubble bath. And he ended up getting arrested, charged with two felonies. And this is what's happening across our country. We have 600,000 people with mental illnesses who need help who are sitting in jails and prisons. And the Los Angeles jail is the biggest public mental facility because of this problem.
Pete, in the last 15 seconds, what do you want people to know?
I want them to know that recovery is possible if people get good treatment. My son today has been stable for 6 years because he finally got the help he needed in Fairfax County. And I'm proud of him because he actually works in the mental health field helping other people. He's a real example of what can happen when you give someone help.